Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I don't get on well with my parents. It's like every time I want to do something, they say no. So I get in a row with them over stuff. I don't understand what the big deal is in letting me make my own choices. Yet, they insist on my doing things their way. It's really frustrating. It's not like I'm a baby anymore. As soon as I graduate from school, I'm moving out. I can't wait. In just 2 more years, I won't have to see my parents again.
Speaker B.
You see, I've just graduated from uni with a degree in journalism. I've got a job lined up with National Geographic starting next month. I tell you, most credit for my success at college goes to my parents. They've always been there for me, through the good and the bad. They've cheered me on when I was about to give up on my dreams. I am forever grateful to them. I couldn't have become the person I am today without their help.
Speaker C.
My mom and I are very close friends. She works a lot, but finds the time to be with me. And I mean quality time. Not just watching TV together without even talking. We can go to a cafe, for example, and talk over a sandwich and a coffee. I can tell her everything. She listens to me and knows exactly what to say to make me feel good about myself or the situation. If someone asks me who my best friend is, I will definitely say, my mom.
Speaker D.
I've got a complicated family. Yeah, my mom and dad got divorced 5 years ago when I was 9. I stayed with my mom and visited my dad only every other weekend. I loved those weekends because my dad and I would go to football and baseball games, buy Coke and popcorn, and cheer for our favorite teams. We don't do that anymore because my dad remarried and my stepmother doesn't want him away on the weekends, so we have to stay home and watch our games on TV.
Speaker E.
Well, if someone asks me who my role model is, I will choose my dad, no doubt about that. He's not famous or rich or even well-educated. Yet, he is hardworking and very dedicated to his family. He's always been sensitive to our needs and has worked hard to provide for us. He is always quick to help those in need. He's been doing our neighbor's yard work for the last 10 years because she is an old widow and doesn't have much money to hire someone to mow her lawn.
Speaker F.
I've got 3 brothers, but I am adopted and they are not. But I don't mind because our parents treat us all the same and I never feel different from them. I feel a part of our family, and I'm very happy that they took me in when I could have been in an orphanage. My brothers are so nice to me. I am their little sister, you know. They stand up for me at school when bigger kids try to bully me. My parents always say, look out for each other, 'cause you are family. So we do.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I don't get on well with my parents. It's like every time I want to do something, they say no. So I get in a row with them over stuff. I don't understand what the big deal is in letting me make my own choices. Yet, they insist on my doing things their way. It's really frustrating. It's not like I'm a baby anymore. As soon as I graduate from school, I'm moving out. I can't wait. In just 2 more years, I won't have to see my parents again.
Speaker B.
You see, I've just graduated from uni with a degree in journalism. I've got a job lined up with National Geographic starting next month. I tell you, most credit for my success at college goes to my parents. They've always been there for me, through the good and the bad. They've cheered me on when I was about to give up on my dreams. I am forever grateful to them. I couldn't have become the person I am today without their help.
Speaker C.
My mom and I are very close friends. She works a lot, but finds the time to be with me. And I mean quality time. Not just watching TV together without even talking. We can go to a cafe, for example, and talk over a sandwich and a coffee. I can tell her everything. She listens to me and knows exactly what to say to make me feel good about myself or the situation. If someone asks me who my best friend is, I will definitely say, my mom.
Speaker D.
I've got a complicated family. My mom and dad got divorced 5 years ago when I was 9. I stayed with my mom and visited my dad only every other weekend. I loved those weekends because my dad and I would go to football and baseball games, buy Coke and popcorn, and cheer for our favorite teams. We don't do that anymore because my dad remarried and my stepmother doesn't want him away on the weekends, so we have to stay home and watch our games on TV.
Speaker E.
Well, if someone asks me who my role model is, I will choose my dad, no doubt about that. He's not famous or rich or even well-educated. Yet, he is hardworking and very dedicated to his family. He's always been sensitive to our needs and has worked hard to provide for us. He is always quick to help those in need. He's been doing our neighbor's yard work for the last 10 years because she is an old widow and doesn't have much money to hire someone to mow her lawn.
Speaker F.
I've got 3 brothers, but I am adopted and they are not. But I don't mind because our parents treat us all the same and I never feel different from them. I feel a part of our family, and I'm very happy that they took me in when I could have been in an orphanage. My brothers are so nice to me. I am their little sister, you know. They stand up for me at school when bigger kids try to bully me. My parents always say, look out for each other, 'cause you are family. So we do.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.